Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me on the show right now is a former NFL quarterback, had a nice 12-year run in the NFL, of course, a former Notre Dame quarterback as well. And he's carved out a nice career for himself post his playing career as well that I want to talk about. Rick Meyer joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, Rick?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to catch up. And I want to talk about a few things here with you, but let's start. We've been talking a lot about the NFL draft tonight on the show, and you, of course, the number two pick in the 1993 draft by the Seattle Seahawks. What are your most vivid or most poignant memories from that time of being drafted into the NFL?
Oh, wow. It was so different, you know, compared to the event that it is today. It's amazing what's happened. But, you know, everything was in New York, and I wasn't really dying to go be a part of that, so I elected to stay home with my family and friends and people that I liked being around the most, and we just watched on TV, and it was wait and see what happened kind of moment, and it was exciting. Gosh, everything went so fast from the second that you get the call to getting on a plane and all the things that were coming right after. But it was an exciting time. I was thrilled to go to Seattle and get a different experience, and it was fun to be around my family when it happened.
Did you, leading right up to it, obviously Drew Bledsoe went number one in that draft. You went number two. Did you know going into that morning? When did you know it was going to be Seattle in that draft?
When it happened. I mean, honestly, when they said Drew's name, then I knew, because we both knew we were one or two. That's all we knew. We didn't know which way the order was going to go. So Drew would tell you the same thing, and we did a lot of stuff together leading up to it, so that's when we really kind of met and got to know each other, and we've been good buddies ever since. But we really didn't know until it went down, and the second he was a Patriot, I kind of knew my fate, and it took a few minutes till it happened, but things went just as they said they would, and you know, the rest was a blur that day.
Can you, and it's funny you bring that up, and you and Drew have become good friends both through your playing career and in your post career. Can you speak to that, Rick? Just the I guess the bonding that goes on. I think a lot of people look at that and they go, well, those two guys probably don't like each other very much. They're both trying to be the number one pick in the draft. But the activities leading up to it, I would imagine, lent itself to that. Can you just give us a little, take us inside the curtain as to what it was like forging that friendship with Drew Bledsoe?
I'm sure it's the same with a lot of these other guys, the other quarterbacks, but we're not going to tackle each other. We're not going to be on the field at the same time. So we had so much in common. Drew and I, with our dads being coaches as we were growing up as kids, teachers and coaches and small town guys. And, you know, the program I played in college was a little more high profile than his, but really we went through this whole thing together. But there was no, I mean, it's highly competitive. Yes. I mean, I'd love to beat him in everything we do, but, it's not the kind of rivalry that way as it would be with, you know, guys from a rival team or a different position or somebody you're on the field, that, you know, staring across the line of scrimmage at. So we had more in common than not. For that reason, we both did well with, like, our wives, and they get along, and they like each other, and our kids all know each other and stuff. So as time's gone on, it's just amazing to kind of stay in touch and support each other. I mean, we've all had ups and downs, and, you know, I'd call him when things were going good or bad, and he did the same, and that all started around the draft time. So it's kind of a lifelong thing after that.
Rick Meyer joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Rick, you talked about how different it is nowadays with the draft. And I think just society, you know, just from a society standpoint, we're different too. These guys, they're on social media. They're brand building from the time they're a freshman in college practically. Do you ever think about, or if I'm asking you this question now, maybe it makes you think about, like, what would Rick Meyer in 1992 and 93 have been like coming out for the draft if you had Twitter and Facebook and things like that back then?
I don't know. It's crazy. These kids don't know any different. That's the world that they've seen. You know, they don't remember not having cell phones and things at their fingertips the way it works now. I mean, they're closer to my son's ages than mine, and by a lot. So it's just a different world. And now I understand the guys that were 10 and 20 years ahead of me, how they must have looked at us and thought we were, you know, immature and different, and they built the league and we were just walking into it. But the whole process is awesome. I think now it's entertainment. It's good for a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of TV money, obviously, that makes the thing hum. But the fans are fanatical, right? They can't get enough football. So in the middle of April, I mean, it's like a Super Bowl type of event now. So it's it makes sense, but it's come so far from where it was back in '93 in those years.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. You're right. It's like the Super Bowl in late April in some of these places. It was in, you know, in Jerry's World this weekend. It's unbelievable. Rick, I want to circle back to the Notre Dame part of your career. You know, obviously a part that I followed very, very closely, being there the same time as you. But what was the hardest part about being the quarterback at Notre Dame when you were there?
You know, there's a big responsibility with the media, and there's a big responsibility with you know, being a captain and being one of the leaders on the team. But I had big shoes to fill. I mean, Tony Rice won a national championship, and he was so good to me, and I had a year with him to just kind of figure out how things work. And, you know, we're living in dorms. Nothing was fancy. We're walking around in the rain. I mean, you know, we had to do a lot of the hard work to get, you know, to the bowl games and the things that we're still talking about. But, you know, But none of it bothered me. I mean, there was, like I said, just a responsibility to do stuff after games and talk to the media and stuff, which is fine. It just kind of goes with the territory. But, you know, you don't have a lot of privacy, but I knew that going in. That's what you sign up for. That's a good problem to have. It was good to be in the mix. And I just, you know, the teammates and the guys around us, we're just, you know, we all had the same goals and we're getting the same information from Lou Holtz, and we bought into it, and it paid off because we had a lot of wins and a lot of happy, you know, Saturdays. So, you know, I look back, and it was some of the greatest times of my life.
Okay, now you brought up the fact that the draft doesn't look a thing like it did back in 1993. What's less recognizable in 2018, the NFL draft compared to when you got drafted, or the Notre Dame campus compared to when you went there?
It's probably like it's the same. I mean, it's to the people that haven't been to Notre Dame, they go and they just think it's been that way forever. Well, you know, in our time, I mean, it was not fancy in any way, shape, or form. And now, you know, gosh, it's a five-star experience, from, you know, hotel options to the stadium and the suites and, you know, the big board and, you know, all the sound stuff. I mean, it's just so different. But having a son there, a freshman in school there, is bringing me back to campus more often. And I you know, I don't tell him a lot, but I'm thinking a lot. You don't know how lucky you are. Even though school's very hard and the weather stinks certain times of year, it's a lot different than the way we did it. And I feel like an old guy saying that to him, but it's so true. I mean, it's a completely different experience. And, you know, same with the draft. It's just a complete circus in a good way. I mean, it's great for the sport. There's so much enthusiasm in all these cities, not just the one that's hosting, but you know, all these teams come up and pick, and all the places that are hosting parties and stuff back in those towns. I mean, it's the type of thing that everybody's paying attention to if they're a football fan.
And your son, he's not just a student there. He's a student athlete there. He plays lacrosse at Notre Dame. How is that for a father who was a football player at Notre Dame to have a son who is a lacrosse player at Notre Dame? I don't even think lacrosse was a sport when we were there, Rick.
Barely. I mean, it was in its infancy our time, and it's really come a long way. They've been highly competitive for a lot of years now, and they had a gigantic win today and won the ACC. So it's been fun. I mean, he's a freshman. He's not doing much on the field with those guys yet. It's a highly competitive lineup, but it's an awesome thing to be a part of, and I'm proud of him. And it's been fun to learn a different sport. We've done a ton of travel in the last bunch of years because my middle one plays also, and we've done a ton of lacrosse. But yeah, it's fun to go back as a dad. I'm still snooping around the football stuff a little bit because I know a lot of the guys our era are coaching and are involved in some capacity from the Radigans and the Reggie Brookses and the Todd Lights and those guys are around campus, Audrey Denson. So it's fun to go back, regardless of him being there, but it's extra special to go watch him with his teammates and his sport and be a part of that.
Really cool. Rick Meyer joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Mirror Wine Company. Rick, where did the wine passion come from for you? And tell the people about Mirror Wine.
Well, we travel a lot, I suppose. Late 90s, almost 2000, it was sort of, wine became something I was interested in. I knew nothing about it prior to that, growing up in Indiana, it's not a wine area, but liked a lot of nice restaurants, people were into wine. I live in California, it's like you got to understand wine a little bit, and I get obsessed with stuff, so one thing led to another, and after I retired and had a little time off, the kids were young. It basically was a passion project that kind of fell in my lap, and it was a small operation. Two buddies were referring to it as the Mirror Vineyard Project because there was two vineyards that literally mirrored each other across the valley in St. Helena. So I'm like, that's perfect. So we can work with that. We can find a way to make Mirror make sense. So yeah, that's almost been 10 years now, and then we've worked really hard to build the brand. We've made some changes recently. We do a lot of business in your area with all those HEB stores in Texas, so they've been very supportive. Another Notre Dame pal reached out to me who's down there in San Antonio and said, I think I can help you kind of, break through in some of these retail stores and some restaurants. So I make a trip or two every year, visit a bunch of stores and some restaurants. And it's just been interesting to completely shift gears and switch into a different industry and compete. I mean, it's highly competitive. It's funny how much it's like sports in a way where, there's a lot of people trying to get the same accounts and the same penetration. So it creates all kinds of different things for me to learn. And it's been interesting, and I'm excited about our future because we have a lot of good things coming together.
Yeah, there's only so much shelf space in those stores, man. No doubt about it. Mirrorwine.com. Mirrorwine.com is the website. They want to give it a follow on Twitter and follow you on Twitter, Rick. I know you're at Rick Meyer. Mirror Wine, I know, is on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we participate in some of the social media stuff. I mean, it's crazy not to, but yeah, we're there, and we're always looking for new eyeballs because it's still, we're 10 years in, but it's still very new to a lot of people.
No question. Hey, Rick, good catching up with you, man. Really appreciate the conversation. Congrats on all your success post-career here, and best of luck with the wine business. Tell Steph I said hello, and appreciate you coming on, man.
I will. Thanks a lot, Sean. Say hi to everybody. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.